What an awesome morning of worship so far. Amazing. Just love being able to sing praises to our Lord and Saviour. Let me just pray with you right now. Oh, gracious, loving God, we just ask that you open up your word for us today, that we may understand it more deeply, that we may have God speak to us through your word. Oh, Lord, I just pray this in the power of Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to be talking about not being ashamed. So I want to actually start by inviting you, if you have got a Bible with you, if you have a Bible on your phone, I want you to encourage you to open it up for a moment to Romans 1 verses 16 and 17, two verses. We're going to focus on two verses today. And so we're just going to sink right into it. If you don't have one, it's on the screen for you, okay? So here we are. And it says this, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles. For it is the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." So I want to ask you a question. What are you ashamed of? Maybe an odd question to ask at the moment, but what are you ashamed of? You know, what is it that you keep hidden away from telling other people, from sharing with family, with friends, from work colleagues? What is it that you are ashamed of? You know, we have all sorts of things that we're ashamed of. Maybe it might be that you might not think you look so lovely. You might be ashamed of your looks. You might be ashamed of, maybe you put on a little bit of weight. You're ashamed of having that. Maybe you're ashamed that you're out of work or that you've done something in the past that you just don't share with people. We all, believe it or not, have something that we are ashamed of. You know, in my life, I know that I've got things that I'm ashamed of and reluctant to share with other people. What is it that when you are asked, you don't own up to? What is it? Maybe it is that when you are asked by friends or work colleague, you know, that what are you going to do on the weekend? Have you ever been asked that? What are you doing on the weekend? Okay, good. We've got some people alive here today. This is great. What are you going to do on the weekend? And you list off a couple of things, but you leave out you're going to church. Have you ever done that?
No.
Excellent. Love it, James. A man never ashamed to own up to what's going on in his life. Fantastic. But believe it or not, you may actually go leave it out. And we all kind of do these things. We filter what we share with people. Sometimes because we think that they may not care about what we do, that they may be judgmental about what we are doing in our life, we filter. We make a judgment call. And we do this especially in our ever-increasing secular society about where we share our faith. But I want to say this to you to start off with. You have nothing to be ashamed about in being a Christian. Indeed, indeed. You have nothing that you should be ashamed about of the gospel that we preach. In fact, you should have nothing to be ashamed about following Christ in your life. So let's head back into the Bible. Let's head back into that verse and what the Apostle Paul is writing here in the book that we call Romans. Paul was an apostle. And literally that means a person who is sent with a message that they need to spread to the world around them. Paul is being sent from Jerusalem to go and spread the message far and wide in the countryside. However, he's in prison now and is being sent to Rome to preach the gospel. Now, Rome, as Paul's wanting to get there, now Rome was one of the great cities in the biblical times. However, it's not a safe place to be a follower of Jesus. Christians, people of faith, people who have followed in Jesus, are being persecuted. They're being put to death. Their ways of worship, what they believe, are being ridiculed. And it is in this context that Paul is writing this. When Paul says, listen, I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to come and preach the gospel. It is into that context of persecution and even death that he is saying this. He's not backing down from his faith. He's not backing down from standing up and being counted as a believer. I wonder what would happen if we had that same conviction as Paul had in our life, when we say, I am not ashamed of the gospel and the power of God that brings salvation through that. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is God's word for us. Now, in our world, we have this thing called relative truth. We even have things called false truth. Social media propagates it. This thing about relative truth, it's an evolving concept that means that truth is determined by society and the societal norms of the time. And it changes based on the morals of the society rather than the precepts of what we have from God. We know God is eternal and in his truth, and yet we know that the grace to save comes through God's word for us, to those who believe. Our God, the living God, is the author of truth. And that's why the truth found in the Bible, found in the gospel, isn't changed. Truth is consistent with the holy nature of God. The Bible is God's word, the word of God for us. The voice that speaks to you from the Bible is the voice of God. The Bible may look like, when we pick up a Bible and we go into a bookshop and we see that the Bible is sitting there amongst all the other books and we think, oh, it's just a bunch of papers with printing on it. It's not. It is so much more than that. It is God's word for us. The book that we have that is the Bible, it is alive. As we read this, it often reads us and changes us. The power of God's Holy Spirit upon us changes us. The word of God speaking to us through the Bible. The scripture is God-breathed. It is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training so that the servants of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, we've just had a preaching series based around this whole thing from 2 Timothy. That is why we hold the Bible in such high regard. The Bible is the word of God. The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, who came to save the lost, to bring the world back into a right relationship with our Lord and our Savior, our Father, God, the creator of everything. I am unashamed to stand here for what I believe. I am not ashamed to stand here for what I believe in the power of Jesus' name. In John 15, In John 15, it says this in verse 18, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. This is Jesus saying, if the world hates you, remember it hated me first. The reason Jesus is saying this is because the truth challenges people. The truth challenges people. So we should never be ashamed of the gospel. To be not ashamed of the gospel means to stand up for the gospel. Stand up and stand against the world when it goes against God's truth. The reality is you may be hated for it. when you take a stand, you may be labelled as intolerant or unloving or judgmental, but you are standing for truth. Truth is not always popular. It isn't always to stand upright. Rick Warren said this. I just want to share it with you. Our culture has accepted two huge lies. The first is that if you disagree with someone's lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is, if you disagree with them, you must be fearful and hate them. That's a falsehood. The second is that to love someone means that you have to agree with everything they believe or do. That is a falsehood too. Both are nonsense. You don't have to compromise your convictions to be compassionate to somebody. It's like you don't have to compromise the truth of who you are, redeemed in Christ, to love somebody. So we should never be afraid to stand up for what we believe, because the gospel has power to save. The gospel has the power to save. How do we understand and claim this for ourselves? How do we say that I am not ashamed of the gospel? I'm not ashamed to be a follower of Jesus Christ. How do we say that for ourselves? How do we live that out in our lives? I just want to share five things with you really quickly. And they're going to be quick. First of all, number one, trust in God and the salvation won through Jesus Christ. First way that we become unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to actually trust God and trust that you have been won through Christ. Second thing, understand that you are truly loved by God. All of you, every part, you have nothing to be ashamed of. God loves you, each and every one of you. No matter what you may have done in your life, God loves you. And Jesus Christ has already died for you, for your salvation. 1, 2, 3. Know that it is not on your own efforts that we have righteousness. So know that it's not actually about what we do. It's about what God has already done for us. 4, accept God's righteousness by faith. Take that stand and accept it. And the fifth one is to let God actually change your life. Let God's power, the word, the gospel, start to influence how we live and what we do. As it says in Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. A righteousness is by faith from first to last, just as is it written, the righteous will live by faith. This statement by the Apostle Paul is a personal, powerful declaration that is at the crux, the heart of the book of Romans here in the Bible. And he makes it facing the world. But let's have it as an encouragement for us. Let's make this as a powerful, personal statement for ourselves. Who is it here today? I'm going to ask you right now. Are you willing to say, I am not ashamed of the gospel? I'm not ashamed of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Fantastic. Do you want to just stand for a moment and just declare that we are unashamed of the gospel? I will put that verse back up on the screen for us. Let's just say it together. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith, because I am not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. Amen indeed. And because we are unashamed of the gospel, because we are willing to declare that in our lives, we are going to do that by worshiping God.